The variant is hyper-transmissible. It spreads exponentially in an environment. Now it spreads exponentially in an environment of cold weather. And you know this, Doc, because of why? How have they seen this? Ladies and gentlemen, they're just making Pence up now. They're just making it up. Anything to keep the fear factor. No masking in an environment of cold weather. Massive holiday get-togethers. No masking and insufficient immunization. So all the people that Biden was yelling at yesterday, by the by, did you see that this creep went to Kentucky to go survey the damage from the tornadoes? And when he's asked about it, what does he say? He invokes global warming. This is climate change has brought about this. We need to get a handle on. You know, I could spend the rest of this show today going to Mark Morano's Climate Depot site. As a matter of fact, if Morano would have been available, we'd have had him on this morning. We could spend the rest of the day. The incidence of F4 and 5 tornadoes is down. Historically speaking. Since they started tracking them in the 1950s, the incidence is down. It's not up. It's down. You know, what a great thing it would be for a supposed Catholic president like Creepy Joe, or regime leader, rather, to go and to say the human carnage here is horrendous to the eye to behold. We pray for the repose of the souls of the dead. I call on the people of Kentucky. We should do. I call upon the priests and the bishops locally to hold masses for the repose of the souls of the dead and to pray for the recovery of the living. I ask them to have rosaries said in their cathedrals and basilicas and their parishes across the counties. Imagine that. I call upon the bishops to lead Eucharistic processions to beg God's intercession and his mercy upon those afflicted by this. But instead, we get the invocation of Almighty Science says climate change is to be blamed. Good grief. Dr. Poland believes it will become the dominant strain in the UK, too, which recorded a record 78,000 cases. And then there's more on this crap. Poland points to a spokesman hasn't said exactly how many Omicron cases have been identified, but added they expect it most, if not all, the 930 cases to be caused by the new variant that has been spotted at Cornell University. You see, the Omicron set a course for Cornell. Took a beeline on Cornell because it targets. It targets. Targets people. It doesn't like. It goes after them. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Now, let's see what's actually going on out there. Why are the powers that be, why are they like ratcheting up like the end is near when most people are going like, yeah, I'm done with this. Here's a, this is from Alex Berenson's Substack. A new poll confirms most Americans are done with corona doom and vaccine mandates. And Omicron hysteria has left the unvaccinated unafraid, while the boosted are terrified. By the way, if you're one of the unwashed, unvaccinated masses, as am I, you're going, now we all know people that are sick. And some people tell me, man, I know more people that are sick now, But what's the linking factor? When they're sick with the corona doing, they can't be. It's 2 years old now. Viruses don't work like that. They don't last that long. Is it the Omicron? Can't be. It's only been 2 years, but people have already forgotten what it's like to get and suffer the flu. And I must tell you, I'm absolutely, I'm blown away by this. People cannot remember, apparently, what it's like to get a bad case, to get flu. So because we apparently have no memory of it because nobody's tweeted about it and nobody's pride booked about it and no one's got sent us videos on TikTok from their sick bed where they had 103 temperature. As a matter of fact, why in the hell or how in the hell since I was a little cheering, if we had all of this, we have an entire industry for the flu. An entire industry. Vicks VapoRub, Formula 44. You got your Sudafed, you got your NyQuil, you got your DayQuil, you got your Thera. Hell, they make products called Thera freaking flu. But apparently, the flu was just a walk in the park. People loved getting the flu until 2020. Berenson, on Monday I told you that I thought the U.S. was moving past corona doom, with or without the White House and the media. Today, a new poll offers hard evidence of the shift. More than half of Americans now oppose vaccine mandates. According to the poll, which Monmouth University released this morning, that would be yesterday morning, about 60% say they are worn out from COVID. And support for Biden's handling of the shamdemic has crashed from 62% to down to 46% today. Only now, listen to the inner workings of this. Not that we believe in polls, but they are useful to kind of gauge directions, right? Trends, if you will. Not specifics, but a trend. So what's the trend? The trend is away from the fear. The Karens are at their Waterloo, folks. They've rounded themselves up into little circles, and they're shooting at anything that moves. Only 46% of people said they supported requiring people to show proof of vaccination in order to go to work, in an office or setting where they're around other people. So not even half. And this includes Karens. There are Karens in this poll. Compared to 50% who opposed such a rule. That's a reversal from September when 53% supported mandates and while 45% opposed it. They're losing. Again, we are winning. That doesn't mean they're going to stop, though, you people. Don't misunderstand. By the way, thanks to Emily Dargy for our first contribution of the day in the chat room. Thank you, Emily. Yeah, as Michael Warren Davis says in his book, Reactionary Mind, all news is fake news. It's all lies, all lies. Meanwhile, after falling earlier in the year, vaccine hesitancy is rising slightly. About 22% of American adults are not planning to get a vaccine ever, compared to 20%. On a final note, when active, they were afraid of catching a new variant. 51% of vaccinated people said yes. The figure was even higher among the boosted. 66%, two-thirds of the people that have been double jabbed, triple jabbed now, are going, I'm going to get it, man. Protect me, Biden, please. Two-thirds of misinformed weenie losers that have been triple gobsmacked jabbed are cowering in abject terror that the Omicron is coming to get them. You know, you can make a movie about this. It's not the boogeyman that's coming, it's the boogie virus. Wait, you want to hear the real whopper number? Oh, wait till you hear this. Again, this is from the Monmouth University poll. They asked those like you and I who were unvaccinated if they were afraid of Corona doom or a new variant. What do you think the percent of the unjabified is that are scared? Twelve percent. Berenson's conclusion, looks like the Corona Doom vaccines were great at making people more afraid. Isn't that amazing? You bought the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker. I think that these people always were Karens. They just needed a trigger. You know, the Republic or the former Republic doesn't go to hell in a proverbial handbasket in a vacuum. You actually need people to facilitate it. And to bring it along and to make it happen. All right, Mike Church, look, there is so much more on this. I haven't even scratched the freaking surface of what we have left to do on this, including some digital media files on this. We'll get into all of it. By the way, a hospital in Virginia was threatened with a lawsuit and a $10,000 per day fine if they did not administer ivermectin to a patient that was suffering from an ILI, influenza-like illness. And for 2 days, they held out. Now, they finally caved in. Virginia Hospital provides update after court holds it in contempt. So at first, the hospital said, make us. We're not saving that woman's life. She needs to become a stat for the Omicron God. And then the court said, oh, yeah, well, watch this.